Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves. And tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And guess what? It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, and we have got a rodeo weekend set up. 4th of July, Cowboy Christmas. We're talking about fireworks. We're talking about explosive bull rides. Man, oh, man, oh, man. It's going to be exciting. There are rodeos. There are bull ridings going on all over the U.S. this weekend. This is it. Cowboy Christmas is underway, and we are rocking and rolling. Got to tell you, we got some big things in the works. It's coming. Rodeo fans, it is here. I'm telling you, get a grip, get ready, because we're about to bring you some wild stuff this month. Today is the official first day of July, and we're pretty excited about that. This is going to be a great month for Making Eight. It's going to be a great month for you, the rodeo fans, to be able to sit back. I'm telling you, there's so many things in the works that we have planned for the remainder of the year, really, but it really is going to start this month. We are going to start taking off in a big, big way. Going to start seeing some new partners jump on board here with us, some new fans or some new folks we're going to start promoting. We may or may not start talking about it here real soon. So you guys make sure to get a grip, hang on tight, because it's going to be a wild ride. Man, wow. Yeah, really, really excited. And I got to tell you guys, you know, this is actually a weekend that I always kind of jump out there a little bit. There's not much bull riding going on television. So this is a time where you can really get out and go see them. Normally, I'll be honest with you, in the past, 4th of July has been real hard for me to get away because this is normally the time where I make my money. Not as a rodeo athlete, but actually working at the Daytona International Speedway. Being from Florida, the Sunshine State, growing up right there around Daytona, usually do a little racing. This is actually one of the first years that I have not been there for the 4th of July race. And, of course, it's hard for me to pay for a ticket to go sit there on a beautiful track like Daytona when I could get paid there and sit there for free. So, yeah, hey, it's all about the rodeos now. And we are set up. We are ready to rock and roll. It's going to be huge. It is absolutely going to be huge. This is going to be a great month. Got to say welcome to all of our fans tuned in here online. I see so many of you here. We've got a report coming up here in just a little bit, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. It's going to be a good time. We got to get our Nashville report from Miss Paige Gregory. I know she's been spreading the word out there in the land down under in good old Australia country and the Outback. So, yeah, we're going to bring her back here and hopefully get her on our show in just a little bit. But, yeah, it's Friday, and it is time to kick things off. What's everybody planning on doing? I know, you know, hopefully most of you guys will be able to get out and go watch some fireworks this weekend. Hopefully nobody gets injured by the fireworks because, you know, when you mix alcohol and explosives, yeah, I have had my share of runs on those. But, yeah, it really should be a good time. I will tell you guys this. We will not be having a show on Monday. We're actually taking the family down to Baton Rouge. We're going to go see the USS Kidd and spend the day out there. And because of that, because we're going to be out there all day, we will not be able to bring you a broadcast on the 4th of July. But, hey, you know what? I know that so many of you fans are going to be out at rodeos or be out having cookouts with your family. We've got the pool and the grill, and we're starting right after this show. I'm telling you right now, the grill is getting ready to be fired up. will be set up. We've got the pool out there, going to crank up some tunes, sit back, drink a cold one, and enjoy the 4th of July weekend. And it's going to start right after this show. So y'all can only imagine that, you know, there's no couple hours left in the work week for me. This starts right after this show. So, yeah, we're going to hang out. Want to let you guys know we got phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, your cowboy logic. Now, we do have our cowboy logic coming at you, courtesy of Miss Melanie today, in just a little bit. So we're going to take our first break here, fans. Want to remind you guys, Short Go Radio has a show coming 30 Central Time on Sunday. Do not miss it. We're talking about the legend, Mr. Terry Don West, is going to be joining Mike on the Short Go Radio Show. So everybody needs to try to make sure they can tune in 5:30 Central Time. Right there, you can find it on making8.com. Just go on down to the radio network, click on Short Go Radio. We've even got it on the homepage. There is no reason why you can't find it. We'll see you guys there. I know we are planning to be there ourselves, so make sure to do that. Hey, guys, it's Friday. Time to kick it off right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right in my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with making8.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Friday afternoon. And not only a Friday afternoon, but this is a holiday weekend, Cowboy Christmas, 4th of July, and I'm telling you, we are rocking and rolling. Wow. We got phone lines lit up right now, so we're going to start taking some callers. sit back, talk a little bull riding, talk a little rodeo with you, and it is time right now. We're going to bring on our good friend, one of the guys we have not talked to in a while, so we're going to bring him on here and see what's going on. We're talking about Mr. Steve Gessert with G-Money Rodeo. Steve, are you with us?
Hey, I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
What's going on, Steve? How are you?
Oh, trying to survive this heat out here, 104 degrees today in Oklahoma, and boy, it's, gosh dang, it's hard on the horses and bulls and us, and just tickled to death we don't have a rodeo this weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, I can understand that. But you do have some things in the works, man. Tell us about what you have going on.
What we've got going on is BullmasterRodeo.com is putting on a bull riding for Relay for Life July 9th in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Part of the proceeds are going to go back to the Relay for Life to fight this cancer, this disease cancer, you know, and it, every little bit helps. What we're going to do is we're going to buck 50 head of bulls. We'll buck 40 in the long round, and then we'll bring the top 10 guys back to the short round. There's 2,500 added per event or for the bull riding, 100% payback. Everything goes back in the pot, and we've got some of the stock contractors, my bull men, Monty Branham and Jerry Mullins, they're bringing bulls, and Jack Simmons are bringing bulls, and it's going to be a heck of a bull riding for sure.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, man. 50 head of bull. Now, I got to ask you something. How are things going for you guys during this Cowboy Christmas? I mean, are you guys getting out there? And I haven't been able to really find out a whole lot about your event since we haven't been out there back to Oklahoma.
Yeah, everything is going good, man. Everything is going good. We had a mishap on one of our rodeos. We supposed to actually have a rodeo this weekend in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And some things come up with the committees, and they decided that we needed to reschedule due to the fact that someone decided to come in and put a rodeo on a week before us, and which was going to kill our rodeo because, you know how they say, you get what you pay for, and you don't want to follow a crappy rodeo. So we just pretty much made a business decision, decided to schedule it for the end of July until the 1st of July. So I don't do anything till July 22nd, 23rd at Bristow, Oklahoma.
Wow. Well, hey, man, I actually got a picture sent to me by you the other day. Beautiful picture. Tell us about this bull that you were actually out there, because not only do you produce events, but you also put on your cleats to get out there in the arena and do some bullfighting still. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a pretty impressive picture that we got there.
Yeah, that little bull is bull of Jerry Mullins. That kid Dave that got on him, he's never been on a bull. He's an adrenaline junkie. He come to every G-Money rodeo last year and got in the Ring of Fear. And he was wondering, well, since you're not doing the Ring of Fear, is there a way that I can get on a bull? If you want to get on one, get you some stuff, and we'll get you on one. And sure enough, he got some stuff. And it didn't fare too well for him, but that little spotted bull bucked. And needless to say, me and Josh Fogan were Johnny on the spot fighting bulls that night. And that bull spun around on top of Dave, and heck, he never touched him. Me and Josh did our job, you know. So it all worked out.
Yep.
Love and life.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, man, it sure is glad to – I'm sure I'm glad to hear from you, man. So I know it's been a while, and we look forward to getting back out there to you, man. I miss it. I miss it terribly. It's I know it's hot out there right now, but, man, you just can't beat the weather and the fishing out that way.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I found me a little honey hole in a farm pond over here by the house. Been catching some 8-9 pound bass out there, and, man, it's awesome. Sitting in a little old boat or sitting in my fishing tube and take off, boy. And you look onto a 9 pound bass when you're in a tube, kind of like you feel like you got a trolling motor on. They just pull you around the pond until they get tired, and you just reel them in and turn them loose. You know,
no doubt,
cool.
Man. That is good times. Well, listen.
You bet.
Yeah, we'll definitely catch up with you, Steve. You're kind of breaking up there a little bit. But, man, have yourself a great holiday weekend here. And, man, enjoy the rodeo. Stay in touch with us. Can't wait to get back up that way.
We definitely will. I tell all them guys, gmoneyrodeo.com. Let them know where all the rodeos are at. Appreciate it, Scott. Y'all are the best.
Yeah, all right, Steve. Thank you, buddy. We'll take care.
All right, you too, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That's right. Steve Gessert with G Money Rodeo checking in with us right here on the phone lines. And, man, I got to tell you, they do have some great events up there. Obviously, we had a chance to broadcast back just a couple months ago, Miami, Oklahoma. And, yeah, you talk about some wild and rank rides. Man, just a lot of fun to be out there hanging out with those guys, and that was certainly a rodeo time that we enjoyed. So got to thank Steve. You guys go check out gmoneyrodeo.com, and you will definitely find out where the rodeos are at. And they put on some great events. It's really relaxed. Shoot, that, you know, that Miami-Oklahoma deal, they had some big names there, and it was sure was a lot of fun. Josh Grayson was even there playing, singing. So certainly good times. We still got phone lines open there, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940. Be happy to sit back, take some more questions, more comments. Let's talk a little rodeo. Let's talk a little bull riding. Did see PBR has 7 events going on this weekend. Wow. And did get word as well, Rafter K, Statesville. That's right. If you guys are fans of Luke Kaufman, you know that he is out there at these events. Saw it on Twitter last night. Their summer series is back underway. Last year, we were actually up there at the Rafter K a few times. We're out there bringing some audio broadcasts. We do have them on our archives. Might take you a little bit of going back to, but you can certainly find them. And, man, that was good times there. You can't beat the Rafter K up there in Statesville. Tom Teague, Bucking Bulls, they bring some of the best down there. RFD TV was there. Some big names. J.B. Mooney actually won the first event just a couple weeks ago. And I haven't seen the results coming in from last night just yet, but we'll pass that along to you hopefully by Tuesday when we get back on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Big things happening. I don't know if a lot of you guys have actually even seen the report coming in from the Extreme Bull Series this weekend. Our fan favorite, that's right, none other. That's right, none other than Mr. Shane Proctor himself, kicking things off, winning more money, taking the Extreme Bulls event this past weekend, or this yesterday, and really set on. He is pulling out. He is definitely making some money out there and making some great bull rides. And that's right, we actually got his theme song out here now. So you guys can look forward to that when we get Shane back on our show, and we will be getting Shane back on our show. You know, he is a fantastic guy. I love talking with him. Unfortunately, we don't have him today, but we do have his theme song, and we did want to wish him a congratulations because of the fact that he is really winning some money out there. So, yeah, easy fans. I see we've got a lot of fans getting excited because they did hear the theme song, but no, we don't have him on the show today as of yet. Who knows? He may drop by. But we do have some callers on the line right now. We did tell you at the beginning of the show that we do have one of our favorites right here, none other than Miss Paige Gregory, to give us our Nashville report. So let's bring her on. Miss Paige, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on in the world of Nashville right now?
All righty. Well, last summer, Alan Jackson, Zach Brown, they recorded a song together called As She's Walking Away. So that song was such a huge hit, and they liked working with each other so much, they decided they were going to record another song together called Dixie Highway. And Kenny
wow.
Chesney is named the fittest man in country music. Miranda Lambert's new girl group called Pistol Annies consists of Ashley Monroe, Angelina Presley, and Miranda Lambert herself just signed a record deal with Columbia Nashville. And another cool tour announcement is Blake Shelton and Easton Corbin are going on out on tour together this fall. And CMT has a show called CMT's Next Superstar. And this year's winner is Matt Mason, who just got signed by Warner Brothers Music. And Kenny Rogers finds new management and has signed with Ken Levy and Spectre Management for representation. And, okay. Oh, what happened here? And I thought this was pretty interesting. There's a management company called OMG, and it stands for Entourage Management Group, founded by Tony Conway, who owned Buddy Lee Attractions. And Buddy Lee Attractions was like a talent agency for country music artists. And his first group that he signed as management was Burns & Poe, and Burns & Poe consists of Keith Burns from Trick Pony and Michelle Poe, who used to play bass guitar for Dierks Bentley and Steve Holy.
Right on.
Also, Shauna from Australia, he's interviewing Ben Jones this week, and I got to help with him with some interview questions for Ben Jones.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll send you a link when he's done with the interview and everything so everyone can hear it.
Wow, great. That's excellent. Now, we've actually got Sean in the chat room
yep.
here with us.
Yeah.
And we're talking. I don't know if you can actually see what's going on there, Paige, but they're talking about that theme song for you. Obviously, we got some for the big superstars, you know, that
yeah.
come on our show often, and Shane. And it sounds like Sean is actually working on one for you over there in Australia for your segment you do there on his show. So we got to get
yeah.
a hold of one for you for sure.
All righty, that sounds good.
And it looks like we're getting word too that he's going to send a copy of the archives there with that interview with Ben
yep.
Jones. So
yep.
we'll try to get that on our show. Maybe next week we'll have that on our show.
Yeah.
That way the fans that don't get a chance to get it before can go back and listen to it. It'll be a good time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I got to tell you, Paige, yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on there in Nashville. What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend I'm actually working, and I'm going to go to some concerts and go out to dinner with some friends and stuff like that because I'm getting ready to go out on the road here pretty soon. We're producing a show with Daryl Singletary at the end of this month in Oaken Boat, Nebraska, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like it. Going to be a busy month for you.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it's great to have your national reports, and we certainly appreciate it. And I know you do such a great job, and you've got so many fans over there in Australia that tune into you now.
Yeah.
You know, we just love it, you know, because you're even bringing them over here. You know, you're the reason why we've got some of our Australia fans tune in, just because
yeah.
they want to hear more of Paige. I love it.
thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Paige. Well, listen, we look forward to having your national report next week, and we'll definitely get word. We'll get a copy of that interview, and we'll try to get it out there this next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Ms. Paige Gregory giving us our Nashville report for the week, and we certainly appreciate it. You know, and definitely want to thank all of our listeners that are listening overseas and back here in the U.S. Now, I will tell you, this weekend is a pretty big holiday for all of us here in the U.S. Independence Day, the 4th of July, Cowboy Christmas. There's so much going on right now, you know, not just in the U.S., though, but overseas. We've got the PBR in Australia really starting to wind things down. They've only got a couple more weeks left, and then they're going to be back here in the U.S. The top 40 bull riders will be back here battling it out, trying to get the finals. But then, of course, right after the PBR finals in October goes into the Australian PBR finals. So, you know, we can look forward to finding out what's going on. A lot of the guys that we're seeing out there making these strong runs, Brendan Clark, you know, Cord McCoy, Ryan McConnell, all those guys that are over there, you know, winning a little bit of pocket money are getting themselves in a position to be at the Australian World Finals. So, definitely look forward to that. It's going to be a great season, you know, all the way around. So glad that we've got so many of our fans that are able to tune in and listen abroad, though, you know, and find out a little bit more on what's going on just out, you know, more than outside of the bull riding there in Australia. You know, those guys don't have an opportunity to watch it on Versus like we do every week. So if we can kind of update them and bring them a little bit of the information, talk about some of the events that are happening, well, shoot, that's what it's all about. So, man, that's good times. And like I said, we, you know, this is a big time for us. This is a big time of the year for us. Every year, it just seems like it gets bigger and better. Cowboy Christmases are so, there's so much rodeo that happens out there. I believe that Shane Proctor actually won $12,000 last night. That's huge for getting on two bulls in the PRCA and then extending his lead there in first place. He's going to have to back down, though, come July because, you know, they're come the end of July because the PBR is going to be kicking back up and he'll be competing out there at the Built Ford Tough Series events. So is JW, you know, is he going to make enough to close that gap? Man, I'm telling you, it is going to be really, really hard to find out. I don't know, but I think that this could be the most exciting NFR in bull riding that we've seen in many years. So, yeah, you guys make sure to stay tuned. This is going to be a really wild and exciting one. Man, there's so much stuff going on. The CBR, Tuff Hiedemann was out at a Chicago, I believe it was Chicago Cubs game last night, was the honorary guest there throughout the first pitch. Also got word that Fox Sports Net is going to be broadcasting a 30-minute show starting this Sunday and going for the next three Sundays every morning at 10 a.m. So you guys make sure to tune in to Fox Sports Net as they'll be covering some of the best in the championship bull riding. That's going to be really exciting. And they've also got a group page, a fan page there called the CBR Outlaws. And if you guys are not a member, you may want to become a member as they offer discounts and things like that, a lot like the PBR does. So, you know, it's an opportunity for you guys to get discounted tickets, VIP seatings, you know, updated information a little bit, you know, faster than some of the others. So, I'm seeing some of our comments coming in here, and we've got some great fans, Rodeo Star, tuning in here. One of our newest members, and got to say welcome, glad to have you guys here as well, as Behind the Chute. And, you know, these guys, these North Carolina fans, I'm telling you, North Carolina had some great bull riding. And I'm not for sure if they were actually up there in Statesville last night. If they weren't, I'm sure they missed a wild one, because Statesville is where the bull ridings are at on Thursdays. I love going up there to Statesville. Man, it was worth the trip from Florida, I can tell you, just to go up there. Normally, we'd haul some bull riders up there with us, you know, took up Brian Corson and a few of the younger Florida bull riders. Man, had a great time. Well worth the trip. And we got to go see and hang out with some of our good friends there. So, yeah, if you guys got any word there on Statesville, hey, let us know. I also know that they've got some shows coming up. Behind the Chute is also working on getting their show started. And hopefully we'll get them linked up and we can broadcast them right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network there on Making8.com. So love to have them out there and join the broadcasting area. So, man, it's a shame that you guys did miss it last night. I know that, you know, you hang out there with Luke Kaufman on a Thursday night up there in Statesville. And, of course, everybody goes to Hooters afterwards, you know. Definitely a lot of fun. So, anyways, this weekend, 4th of July, you know, Cowboy Christmas is here. And, obviously, we're going to kind of put out a little bit of a theme for you guys, because we're not going to be on our show on Monday. So, you know, y'all make sure to pass the word along, as we will not have a show on Monday. I apologize for it. Going to miss you guys. But, hey, family comes first. And we want you guys to be able to enjoy your time with the family just as much as we're enjoying our time with the family. So make sure that you guys get out there. Go hit some rodeos. Go watch some great fireworks. And, yeah, let's make some good things happen. But it is 4th of July here in the U.S., and we do want to celebrate it this weekend. So we're going to throw some things at you in celebration of our 4th of July Cowboy Christmas weekend. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll get back down to more rodeo bull riding action with you. Phone lines are still open if you guys want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be back right after this break.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
God's dear grace, in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. The only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles.
Jay Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Watch Out Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com on a Friday afternoon. That's right. You know what? We're about less than 30 minutes away, folks. When the whistle blows right here on the Watch Out Rodeo Show, the party begins for us. We got the grill fired up. We got the pool out there. You can bet it's going to be a great weekend for us. They got rodeos underway. Cowboy Christmas is here, and we're just so excited about it. But while we're on our break, we actually got some callers here on the line, and we want to bring them on. Now, these are some guys that have been hanging out here with us for the last couple weeks, last week and a half or so. And, you know, we were talking about them just before the break, and we're talking about behind the chute. And we're going to bring some of these North Carolina Cowboys in and talk a little bit with them. Mr. Smash Outlaw joining with us. Smash, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, I gotta ask you a question though. Smash isn't really your real name, is it?
No, sir. That was a name given to me as a kid. You know, all the stupid things I did, and it just happened that I got it at 14, and it's just kind of stuck with me.
Right on, right on. I can certainly understand that. And I'm sure they could probably have called you worse, right?
Oh, I've been called worse, but like I say, I'll answer to about anything.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, listen, tell us about what you guys have going up there in North Carolina country, man. What's new up there in that neck of the woods, and what do you guys have getting started?
I tell you what we started is, like I say, I rode on the tour on and off for years, and when I got back here in North Carolina and got settled, I'm friends with a lot of these younger cowboys coming up, and especially talking to them on Facebook, and they never really had any good pictures of them, and nobody's really giving them any coverage, so we started BehindTheChute.com and started going out to these local events and, you know, trying to get pictures of them and trying to get them some sponsors, and if anything, if we can get their entry fees paid, that, you know, that's a big plus. That's gas money that they ain't got to spend, and so, like I say, we're just kind of local here in North Carolina. We're really not trying to get out, you know, out in the nation like you are. And like I say, we really appreciate you giving us time on the show. And we've been linking to you on our website. And every hour, every time you do your lunch hour, we've been sure to, you know, tell our folks, hey, come on over and listen.
Right on, man. Well, we certainly appreciate that, you know. But, you know, the thing of it is, you know, the fans anywhere, you know, I mean, fans vacation, you know, and a lot of them love that North Carolina country. I know I do myself, you know, and anytime I get up there, I want to know about the rodeos that are going on. So what you're doing is a pretty big thing for the sport, man, and the more we can get involved, the more people we can get involved doing those things and broadcasting on what we have as far as a Making Eight Rodeo network. You know, this is a network for fans to be able to tune in at one place, log on at any particular time, hear, you know, you guys talking with some guests and talking about the rodeos out your way. You know, we want to know about it, and of course we're going to be tuned in as much as we can. So, and I certainly appreciate you guys promoting us just as much. You know, I usually tell fans that I'm nothing more than a bull rider with a passion, man. I grew up riding bulls and got hurt back in 07, decided I need to do something else. This is what we come up with, you know. And so far it's been pretty successful. You know, we've had our share of ups and downs for sure, but you know, that's the way the rodeo life is, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. And what you're doing is really great for the sport. And like you're saying, we're just trying to get these local boys out here. There's a lot of big names here in North Carolina. I've heard you talk about Kaufman, and I've heard you talk to J.B. Mooney and Shane Proctor. You know, it's not unlikely on like a Sunday, Saturday night, and sometimes on a Thursday night, you'll see Shane riding. J.B. Mooney, you know, he's always there at Stigall's Arena in Concord, and he's a stock contractor. And like I say, these, you know, these boys coming up, that's their heroes. That's who they look up to. You know, you got Brian Canner from this area, and, of course, the world champ lives right up the road, Mr. Jerome Davis. So, like I say, man, we're just trying to get it out here. And if anything, you know, do kind of what you're doing. And I got to give you credit. I tried to do like a small show last night just to get our feet wet, and it's a lot harder
right.
than it sounds.
Well, you know what, man? I've been doing this since 2008. And if you go back, we've actually got the archives where you can go all the way back to 2008, and you listen to my first show, and you're going to be like, dude, this ain't the same guy. You know? I mean, there's no way that that same guy could be doing what he did back then and turn it into what it is now. But really, you just put your passion behind it, man. You sit back and you have a good time talking with your buddies, even if you're talking with yourself. And I've gotten used to doing that, you know? You just talk about what you love. And, you know, fans listen. You know, they actually hear you. And, of course, you're always your own worst critic. So you're going to go back and hear it, you know, but and always criticize it. Man, I hate hearing myself on the air. But I can tell you one thing, man. The fans love it. And what you guys are working on doing is a great thing. Don't quit it, man. If you have issues or you want help with it, I'll be happy to give you a hand any way I can.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and it's funny you said that. I actually went back and deleted it because, like you said, I heard what I said, and I was like, oh, man, this is terrible. Anyway, man, I don't want to hold up no more of your time, and I really appreciate it, and we're going to tune in as much as we can, and we're going to try and get out there to Statesville. That is always a big deal, and we just didn't make it last night. Had some other things come up.
Right. Good deal, man. Well, hey, y'all go check him out. Go tell Luke we said howdy, and go hang out at Hooters with him for us. Drink a cold one.
Oh, yeah, man, I like your idea. I'm with you on the barbecue and the beer drinking. After the show's over, I done drug my kiddie pool out, and we're ready.
There you go, man. Right on, right on. Well, y'all have yourself a great 4th of July weekend, man. Enjoy the rodeos and the bull rides that are going on up there in your area.
All right. Thank you very much, bud.
All right, Smash. Take care, buddy. All right, guys, that's Smash Outlaw right there. Behind the Chute, you guys can find him. He's got shows coming up, and I'm going to tell you what. You know, he's got a lot of passion for what they're doing. He's got a lot of passion for the North Carolina bull riding and the North Carolina rodeos up that way. So we want to help encourage that, you know. And they're getting started out. We're going to definitely work with them. I think it's a cool deal, and glad to have him a part right here and hanging out with us on our show. I'm almost not don't know what to think, you know, to have actually fans look at me and say, man, you know, we want to be like you, you know, we want to model our shows after you, because I look at it and I'm like, wow, you know, because you have your own worst critic, you know, but we do have a lot of fun out here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. You know, you fans are the reasons why we have so much fun, though. You guys are the ones hanging out with us, you know, sitting back, interacting with us, talking with us right here in our chat room, right here on the phone lines. That's what it's all about. We love it, you know. I'm saying, some of our fans are a little disappointed. Now, we've had some other conversations there in regards to some favorite ropers and some of their favorite fans out here in our chat room. So when we mentioned Hooters, we're a fan of Hooters. What can we say? We love it. You can't beat the chicken wings, I'm telling you, after a bull ride. It's like beer and, I don't know, beer and pizza, whatever the case is, man. They just go together. You know, mashed potatoes and gravy, you know. You just can't go wrong with a little bit of Hooters and some bull riding on a Thursday night. Nonetheless, they're on a Thursday up there in Statesville. We love it. And can't wait to get back up there. I'm telling you, miss those guys, you know. And that is one of the best bull riders. We've seen some NASCAR drivers up there, Tony Stewart, a few of the other guys up there hanging out in Statesville on Thursday night watching a bull ride, you know. So, yeah, thank you, Emily, for posting the website out there in the chat room. Kind of running behind. I figured Barb would kind of beat you to the punch now that she's here with us on a Friday. But, yeah. We've got to kind of break things down. We've got some of our Australian mates out there that have not been over here to the U.S. and really don't know what a Hooters is. I'll tell you what, Sean, I'll make a promise to you, man. You can get over here to the stateside, and we will take you to a Hooters. So come on down, hang out with us, and we will get you out there to a Hooters. So the best chicken wings ever, I promise you. Your eyes will pop out of your head when you get down there and see those beautiful chicken wings. So, it's good times. But, you know what? It's kind of the same thing here, Sean. I see your comments coming in our chat room. Man, who would have thought here on a Friday afternoon, instead of talking about bull riding, we'd be talking about Hooters. But and really, we got Statesville to blame for it, because I can recall going out there. And I think Luke Kaufman even sings some songs about hanging out there. He's such a big fan, goes out there, and that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like his hometown, you know, right there up there in Statesville. So, good times, good chicken wings, good food. Love to sit back, talk some bull riding there after one. But anyways, if you guys are around North Carolina, on a Thursday night, you've got to go check out the Raptor K. It's legendary. It really is. Boyce Knox, another great bull rider that was, you know, in his time. Jerome Davis lives right down the road. A lot of bull riding right up there in that area. Looks like Miss Paige is going to have to run. Got to thank her for giving us our Nashville report for the day. Make sure you guys tune in this next Friday. She's also going to be, she's got that interview with Ben Jones. They're in Australia, really a big part of their community and informing the Australians about how things are going here in the U.S., not just in rodeos, but also in the country music industry, you know, and that's so important that we get that out there. You take a look at what's going on. We're about to introduce the American heritage to China, Beijing, coming up October 3rd through the 10th, and I can't talk about enough about that. you know, not to mention that this is going to be the biggest purse in rodeo history. $8 million payout is going to, just in those 8 days or those eight rounds. That is huge. That's absolutely huge. So, man, I cannot wait to get more information on it. And as we get it, we're going to be shooting it back over to you guys as well. So make sure to tune in for that. We've got some big guests lined up here coming up in the next couple of weeks. I think you guys are really going to like it. We're going to be answering your questions. We're going to be kind of enlightening you guys to how things are going to roll over there in Rodeo China, as we look to actually have one of the producers from here in the U.S. on board with us. So big time. Things are in the works right here. Macon 8 is up and rolling, and we're going to enjoy this three-day weekend, no doubt. Rodeos, bull riding's happening all over. We got some of our fan favorites. I got word yesterday Sean Willingham is out hitting the road with his lovely missus. I thought they were supposed to be getting married, but I haven't heard what's going on with that. But I do know that he's hitting the road out there this week. Everybody's kind of getting tuned up and ready to go. The PBR guys are trying to get back in the swing of things and get ready for, the season coming up the end of this month. And, they've got a big stretch coming up the second half of the season. I think there's only 10 events left in the Built Four Tough Series. And so they're going to have their hands full as they look to try to make it to finals. The top 40 are going. And, hopefully a lot of you fans are going to be there as well. I know that Macon 8's looking to be there, so we'll all get together and hang out and have ourselves a great time. But before we do that, we are going to be in New Braunfels, Texas. Shut Up and Ride Tour is kicking things off, debuting their first event, and we're going to be there for that. And that's going to be July 28th through the 30th. We're going to be out there. The event is actually on the 30th, but we are going to be in Texas the 28th through the 30th. So, I'm getting some words coming in here, and got to say, Sean, I appreciate the messages that are popping up, and we'd be happy to talk with you guys and certainly appreciate it. Love working with you guys, and if there's anything we can do to help you guys over there, if you guys can need some help getting some guys over there promoting through your radio shows, let us know. We have some contacts here that we might be able to help you guys out with as well. So we want you guys to be able to inform the fans there in Australia. You being in a radio market, you have that opportunity to be that voice for the rodeos over there and for the bull riding. And we want to get you guys as much as we can. If we can do it from here in the U.S., we certainly want to do that. So you guys make sure to, let us know how things are going with you, and, we'll certainly work on it. Make sure to stick with us. Certainly appreciate you guys tuning in. I feel like I'm like, man, here we are, broadcasting and talking rodeo, but we the funny thing about it is we've actually got real radio personalities here tuned in on our radio show listening to us, and I'm like, so don't be too critical. I apologize. I don't have a history in radio broadcasting. We just are here to have fun and talk rodeo and bull ride. That's what it's all about. So definitely, man. Certainly appreciate you guys tuning in. And anything we can do to help you guys, we most definitely will. Sean is one guy that you guys can follow along with. I know that Paige has even started up a group page for him. And at least I think it was Paige that started it up. I know that they've got a really good group page. Country Grits, 9:30 to 11 p.m. weekly, which is Australian time, I believe. And that's the weekly Gippsland FM radio station, and I believe that's 104.7. So you guys can make sure to tune in. They've also got a link where you can listen to them here right in the United States, and that is really cool. I love the fact that you guys are able to tune in, or that we're able to tune in. And, of course, we've got our favorite here, Miss Paige Gregory, who gives us our Nashville report. She also does it over there. And it's nice to be able to hear her over there talking to the fans, the rodeo and the country music fans there in Australia. So good times. Thanks to Sean for posting that out there. And, you guys make sure to go check them out for sure. Like I said, they do have a link where you guys can actually tune in and listen live to their radio broadcast from Australia. and I can't get over the accents over there, you know, and the lingo. I can't wait to actually get there. I will tell you that my wife has said that if I go without her, that I will be divorced and will not have a home to come back to. But, yeah, I definitely look forward to making a trip over there to Australia. Love to do it sometime around the time that the PBR finals, the Australian finals are going on. That would be huge. And, we'll, you know, who knows? Who knows where the rodeo road is going to lead us? I know that making eight, that's why we have our slogan is get a grip. Because you never know. You better just hang on, you know. We're here 1 minute. We could be in Australia the next. It's all about the rodeos, all about the bull rides, and all about having fun with our rodeo family and hanging out with you fans. I mean, like I said, you know, I sat back the other day and was thinking and kind of reflecting about where we've come, how far we've come in our shows, you know, and you know, just like Smash Outlaw was just saying, you know, I mean, going back to that 2008, listening to where we first started, it's like, wow, you know. But then we've had some legends on our show. We've had guys like Gary LaFue, Luke Kaufman, you know, Austin Meyer, obviously Shane Proctor, JB, some of the biggest names, you know, Rob Smets, Tuff Hedeman, you know. The names just go on. We have had some legends sitting here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show talking with you, the fans. But I said, you know what, really? More importantly, you know, although it's been a blessing to have those guys on our show, it's been more important to have you fans on a weekly basis. You guys are so diehard and so hungry for rodeo and for bull riding that I just love it. I can't get enough of you guys hanging out with us every day, Monday through Friday. It's just great. So, yeah, lots of big things happening, lots of good things coming down, you know, and you guys are going to be the ones that benefit. We're going to give this back to you, you know. So make sure you guys keep staying tuned with us. A lot of big things are happening in rodeos, and, you know, I know that we've got family that's going to be out in Oklahoma. A lot of good ones going out there in Oklahoma. CBR events going on this weekend. Zebra events going on this weekend. There's 7 PBR events going on this weekend. There are rodeos and bull ridings all over. Calgary is going on. Malala, Oregon's going on for the PRCA. There are just rodeos that are happening. And it looks like some of our fans there in California are going out to Folsom. That's going to be a huge event out there. One of the biggest ones, I believe, I thought PRCA's yearly favorites. Folsom Rodeos is actually a pretty big one, and it looks like we've got a lot of fans that are heading that way. You guys, please make sure to keep us up to date. Let us know how things are going out there. You know, we definitely want to find out more. We'll talk about them on Tuesday when we get back. So leave us notes. Tag us in your pictures. Tag us in some of your comments giving us the results. Barb does a fantastic job giving that information to us. So looks like Miss Gabby's going to be at a PRCA event in Belton, Texas this weekend. Looks like Miss Emily's going to the Extreme Bull Riding in Cannon, Minnesota. Huge, man, I'm telling you. The rodeos are out there. You guys make sure to keep us up to date. Let us know how the results are. Send us an email. You can find us under our contact page right there on making8.com. Make sure to continue checking that out as well. We also have our Twitter network up. You guys can find out about where the PBR, the PRCA guys are going to be at, you know. You want to make sure to get over there and follow them. So, anyways, we've got our cowboy logic for you today. We've got to break things down and close out the show right here on a Friday. Man, how much fun this has been. But we do have our cowboy logic for you. Obviously coming at you courtesy of Miss Melanie, one of our great young fans hanging out here with us, giving us our cowboy logic every day. And here it is. A coward gets scared and quits. A hero gets scared but still goes on. And that is so true, you know. It's so easy to say, you know what, we've had enough and walk away. But it takes so much more, and you get so much more reward out of it by sticking things out. And that's kind of where Making 8 is. And we have cowboy logic for the day. Sure, appreciate it. And hopefully all of you fans out there have a fantastic 4th of July weekend. You know what? Here in the U.S., obviously we celebrate the Independence Day. Let's remember exactly what it is and why we celebrate this day. It's not all about Cowboy Christmas, although Cowboy Christmas for the Cowboys is certainly what we love to talk about during this time of year. So we're going to wrap up our show here. Going to give you a double feature song as we close things out. Going to throw a little John Wayne at you here to start things off and then lead it into our Armed Forces medley. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Tuesday, we will be back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Want to remind you, Short Go Radio, 5:30 Central Time. And I'm not sure, but it looks like Behind the Chutes is going to be having a show on Sunday evening as well. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to them. Get over there, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and let's see if we can't get a bunch of fans hanging out there on Sunday evening with them. So until Tuesday, Rodeo fans, y'all get a grip. Have a great 4th of July. Let's get explosive.
You ask me why I love her? Oh, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard of Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes into the sea? Or bow your head at Gettysburg? Or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton? Or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.